Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
I invite you to open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 13. Very familiar parable spoken by Jesus to those as He was there in the region of Galilee and going forth and at this point ministering in fullness of the revelation of Messiah, being Messiah, and seeing many wonderful things happen as He traveled the countryside. People are now coming to Him in great numbers, anxious to hear the words that He speaks. It's now recognized that He's speaking as no one has ever spoken before. And the people are hungry, seeing miracles, signs and wonders, things that they know are of God. So, much of His teaching was done in parables, and this is an example of one of those parables, or is one of those parables. And this morning, what I hope that you will do as you leave this morning, I hope that you will have an understanding of the responsibility that you have in nurturing the message of the kingdom. And that's what this parable is about. It's the sower. The sower goes, he sows seed. The seed that he's sowing is the message of the kingdom. Now, the seed is given freely without any discrimination. The seed is sown to all, but will flourish and produce fruit. See, that's the purpose of seed, right? Yep. The purpose of seed is to be planted, to grow, to flourish, to be nurtured, and to produce fruit. And that fruit then in turn, what does that fruit do? Well, it nourishes others, but it also reproduces. So the seed is sown on all. We all receive, if we desire, the message of the kingdom of God. But what I want you to understand this morning is that after the seed is sown and has sprouted, you have a responsibility then to nurture that seed that it produce fruit many times over. It's our responsibility. The seed is sown, we have nothing to do with that except to receive it. But once it is sown, we must nurture it, we must walk in it, and we have a role to play. And that's what this parable teaches us. It says, the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. Okay, we got the picture here. Already large crowds following Jesus. He comes out of the house. There's a large crowd waiting to hear his teaching, perhaps to witness a miracle. Such a large crowd that he realized that if he was going to be heard, that it would be necessary for him to get into a boat and go out into the water while all the people stood on the shore. Now, what a great way to go to church. Right? Hey, amen. Can you see you right now, Panama City Beach? Weather's just perfect, a light breeze blowing. You set up the umbrella, the beach chairs, you dig your toes down into the sand, and you go to church. No wonder they were following Jesus. And so there they are on the shore, perhaps not with beach umbrellas, but on the shore, hungry to hear the word of Jesus. Hungry to hear it. And then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. Okay, so he's scattering the seed. See, it's maybe indiscriminately, but he's scattering it broadly. The seed is being scattered broadly. Anyone that wants to hear the message of the kingdom, this is it. It's scattered broadly. But we'll learn something interesting here and in other places in the scripture, is that even though he scattered it freely, he spoke of the kingdom freely, generously, generally and openly, he did it in parables so that those that weren't interested, that didn't have ears to hear, wouldn't get it. He wanted those that were hungry. He wanted those that had a desire to learn and to crave and to seek after. He wanted the broken, the needy to get the message. And so he taught in parables. See, if you really, it's like, what did he mean? I've got to really ponder this. I've got to really dig into this. So he speaks and he tells them about the sower that's sowing the seed. And he says that some of the seed fell along the path. Now we all know about a path, right? The path that's highly traveled, the dirt will become hard. You know, it wouldn't be easily broken, or, you know, it's just packed down. It's a path. And some of the seed fell on this path. And before it could be absorbed or taken into the hard, unbroken soil, it was stolen away by the birds. So there's the first kind of soil. You see, that soil was not broken. That soil was hard. You couldn't hardly, even the rain wouldn't hardly penetrate it. And so there's the first kind of soil and the first kind of heart that the message of the kingdom falls upon. There may be someone here this morning that your heart has been hardened by the adversity of life, by what you perceive to be unfairness, by your disappointment, by how perhaps you've been treated, and your heart's hard, and you don't want to hear anything about love. You don't want to hear anything about forgiveness. You don't want to hear anything about newness of life. Grace and mercy, because your heart's hard. I'm not saying that we don't understand. What I'm saying is, you're not going to be able to receive the life-giving message of the kingdom of God unless you allow yourself to be broken. You know, we don't, hear me this morning, we don't know that we need a Savior until we know we're sinners. Right? Oh, well, Pastor, you can't believe you're calling me a sinner. I don't know. It just seems to me, when the Scripture tells us all have sinned, that just might include everybody. That no one is righteous could possibly just mean no one. We're all in need of salvation. We're all in need of a Savior. And when we realize this, and we realize that our hearts, apart from God, are deceitful, then we become broken. And say, you know, I need the Lord. Until we get to that brokenness. And sometimes that ground's hard to break. Hard to break. But it has to be broken so that the message of the kingdom, the love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, salvation, wholeness, power, victory message can penetrate and begin to grow. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, so it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. So there's the second kind of heart that hears the message of the kingdom. It's a rocky heart. There are a lot of things there. It's not very deep. It's shallow. It's broken, praise God. It's broken and the seed can go in. But it's rocky and shallow. And it needs to be cultivated. It needs to have the rocks removed. You ever planted a garden? Can you believe how many rocks you can find in one little garden spot? So every time you think you got it, you run the rake through it again and there are more. Kind of like our lives, isn't it? Every time I think I've got it, I find more rocks. More rocks. And that's just us. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. I'm not judging or speaking condemnation. I'm just saying that's just life. That's us. That's the human condition. But what I am saying is that we need to then to nurture and get those rocks out of there so that the kingdom of God, the seed, can penetrate deeper that it might grow and not be scorched by the sun and die. You see, those rocks are the difficulties of life, the things in us that prevent that seed from growing deep. The other seed fell among the thorns. Boy, life can really sometimes get thorny, can it? Pastor Mike accused me of being corny. Maybe he meant thorny. I don't know. Well, you know, life can get thorny. Man, you don't... Everybody... You ever, you know, is your life thorny occasionally? Man, yeah. Because those things, that they'll choke out the message of the kingdom. They'll choke it out. You'll get more concerned about the thorns, the briars, the brambles, the weeds. You'll get more worried about that stuff than you are the message of the kingdom. And you'll let those things rob you of that message, the thorns of life. You know, we can't always prevent them, but we do not have to let them grow in our garden. We can pluck them out. Pull them up, get rid of them. Still, other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear. So this morning, what type of soil are you? For you see, the message of the kingdom has been sown. All of us, you know, we're here. We've heard the message of the kingdom. But is it flourishing? What is the message of the kingdom? Salvation. Hope. Eternal life. Peace. Power. Comfort. Joy. You see, all of these things, all the message of the kingdom comes forth, produces this plant, and this plant produces this fruit. And you know, sometimes I get a little bit of the message, but if I nurture it, if I get the thorns out and move the rocks out of the way, break up that hard, impenetrable ground, then that message can grow and that fruit will be all of those things that I've mentioned. But who tends the garden? That's what I want you to go away with this morning. Is that we have a responsibility to nurture that seed, to water it, to make sure that the conditions are right. Now, we don't make it grow. That's God's doing. But we prepare the environment in which it grows. It's our responsibility. So how do I do that? Well, I do that through His Word, through prayer, through worship. I do it through exercising kindness, goodness. You know, it doesn't cost anything to be kind. But boy, does it produce results. So there is a role that we play in the nurturing of the message of the kingdom once it's received. We rejoice in your goodness, Lord. Thank you for our Savior. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the message of the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that you've chosen to plant that message within our lives. Give us insight, revelation as to what we are required to do, what we need to do to allow that message to produce its fruit. May we not be fruitless Christians, for we have been given the message of life. To share and to share freely and boldly. We have been called to allow rivers of living water to run forth from our being. Harvest of truth, righteousness, forgiveness. Harvest of joy, peace, comfort. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Now may you be sanctified holy, body, soul, and spirit, that at the coming of the Lord Jesus, you'll be found blameless in His sight. God bless you. Have a great week in Christ Jesus.